Giants are back at it this weekend, and it is a busy one for the Giants as they kick things off on the road this weekend as they take on the Kelowna Rockets in the interior coming up there in the Okanagan this weekend. And then they're back home for a double shot Saturday and Sunday when it's Victoria Saturday and Edmonton on Sunday at the Langley Event Center. Joining us on the line is the assistant coach of the Vancouver Giants, a guy who's got no shortage of bus miles, if you will, in the Western League, Dean Chenault. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
So, okay, to give me a sense of what this weekend road schedule, what time do you guys hit the road for a game in Kelowna this morning?
We will leave from the Ladner Leisure Center around 11:30, 11:40. We'll stop and have a pregame meal in Merritt, and then on to Kelowna, and then turn around, get out of there right away after the game, after we feed them, and come back and get ready for tomorrow night.
Is there a go-to spot in Merritt that you guys hit, like the Dairy Queen, or where do you guys go?
Usually we, I haven't done this trip a whole bunch, but Boston Pizza would be the spot, and then generally we try to eat in the rink so we can get in and out quick after the games.
Dean, talk about the team this year, and you've obviously got some big league talent that came back after NHL camps. Just talk about having those guys back and what it's going to mean for this season.
Well, it's important, the junior hockey level, that you obviously surround your younger kids and your talent with some veteran guys. And being new here and being out of the league for a number of years, it's been a little bit of an adjustment coming back, relearning the players. But you can see the growth in the group. Obviously, we're not quite there where we want to be yet. We think there's still ample room to climb, not only in the standings, but have some player surface in the scoring column a little bit more than they have. But you have junior hockey. Everybody will tell you, win with your 19-year-olds and the mix of 18, and obviously you have to have your 20s. But when you have 16s and 17s, and you can break them into the lineup and hopefully surround them with a good group and good culture, that it just helps their development for when they're 19 years old and what your team's going to be able to do.
We're talking to Dean Chenault, the Vancouver Giants assistant coach, here on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650. Dean, what's the dynamic been like for you since you came here? Because when you signed on board with the Giants, I think a lot of people kind of said, oh boy, here we go. Here's a guy with a lot of street cred and a lot of experience in the Western League and kind of playing wingman here with Jason McKee. Why does it work, and what was that conversation like when you came on board? Because I'm sure, you've been there. Like, you've been the young guy once before, where now you're kind of the veteran guy. What's that dynamic been like, and how did you guys kind of find that understanding when you first came on board?
Well, I'll be totally honest with you. I have had some great experiences in the coaching. I've moved around and been fortunate enough to not only work for good people, but climb that ladder. And when I went through the process with Colorado's minor league team and was let go from then, I didn't catch on anywhere. And I had a full year. My family lives in San Antonio. I spent the year there going back and forth from our family-owned team in Kootenay. Then my wife went back to work, and I went on the Mr. Mum program and took the year off. And as enjoyable as it was taking the year off, I had time to, reflect on, my career, things that I've done, things I maybe would have done differently. Tried to get back in at the pro game over the summer leading up to the draft. Had a number of different interviews for all types of different positions, and more or less got struck out again. And it came down to a point of, probably a little bit of a crossroads for me as to what do I want to do moving forward. And obviously, with our family history and my own, I mean, all I've ever known is the game and been in the game.
Right.
So I'm a big believer that you have to continually strive and work to get better. And if you're not doing that, you're probably not going to be in the game very long. And I wanted to coach. I have the utmost respect for junior hockey, and especially the Western Hockey League, of what it provides for these young men. And Ron Toigo had given me a call, and I told him, obviously, I'd want to talk to Glenn and Jason. And as you mentioned, I mean, we've all, you know, been a young guy aspiring to grow. And my goal is to platform this into a job, a head coaching job back either in the Western Hockey League or at another level. And we had very good talks, Glenn, myself, Jason, and I'm in a support role, which is fine by me. It gives me a breath of fresh air to be able to stand back and kind of observe maybe a little bit differently than you do as a head coach. Jason's been great with asking questions. I've offered suggestions or observations. And obviously for him, he's been here a year. He knows the makeup of that room quite a bit better than I do. And, you know, he takes what I tell him or what I suggest and decides whether it fits into what he or we want to do. And then on the reverse side, he's helped me. I mean, he's given me insight into, you know, things. I've been out of junior hockey for 9 years. So,
yeah.
I think a very good relationship selfishly for both of us, myself included, because I'm re-energized. I'm able to learn from him. Glenn gives me different insight from his background and his experiences. And that's what I wanted. I wanted a place where I could go and grow and continue to learn the coaching profession and the managing of people. And Ron Toigo made that happen, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Nice. And you also have a great in this city, you know, with Travis Green and Trevor Linden. You've got a long history of those two guys as well, playing with, and you've known them for quite a few years.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, I'm very happy they've had the start they've had. The you know, everybody in the media world breaks teams off fairly early, and they were one, I think, and now they've at least got out of the gate pretty good. It's a long season. I watched the first game, Travis's first game, and had texted with him a little bit before and after, and obviously saw him on Hockey Night in Canada after hours, which was, you know, a great thing when you see a guy go through the process as a player, not just get thrust into the coaching, but work your way up at the different levels to understand the makeup of the individuals and the growth it takes. And to see him there, I was very proud of him. I thought it was awesome.
Dean, appreciate you doing this busy weekend, so thank you for finding the time bright and early this morning. Enjoy that bus ride this afternoon, and have fun in Merida as well, okay?
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
And all have right. a good game Saturday night. I'm coming to the game with my son, so have a big game Saturday night.
All right. I'll let the guys know.
Okay, good. Thanks.
No pressure, Dean.
Celebrity in the house.
Dean Chenault, the assistant coach of the Vancouver Giants, joining us this morning here on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650. Kind of a remarkable story, and finding a way to fit in a guy who's done it all as an owner, as a GM, as a coach, and now back on the bench in a number two role.
Yeah, welcoming his supporting role.
Yeah, and absolutely embracing it too.